Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us. $500 million has been allocated towards the National Health Emergency Response to the current chikungunya outbreak. The money will be used to facilitate cleanup activities and other urgent needs of the Ministry of Health. The government had previously announced that $150 million was allocated in response to the current outbreak of the chikungunya virus, CHIKV.
The increased expenditure is a step in the right direction, but this is not a problem that will be solved only by money. While the government is committed to doing everything it can to contain the spread of the virus and protect the population, our citizens also have a responsibility and a role to play.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller addressing a press briefing at Jamaica House last week. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA, will play a critical role in ensuring that garbage collected during the cleanup activities will be removed from communities in a timely manner. Some parish councils have already started cleanup work, and the government has identified funding to begin a sustained exercise starting in the worst affected areas.
Our main focus is assisting Jamaicans in our communities to clean up our surroundings and reduce mosquito breeding sites. This is an urgent national task that must involve everyone.
Jamaica's National Emergency Response Team, headed by Mrs. Simpson Miller, has been activated to coordinate and support the country's response to the current outbreak of CHIKV. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says the Jamaican authorities have stepped up planning for the prevention and effective management of Ebola should the virus spread to Jamaica. She's assuring members of the public that there is enough protective equipment on the island to be used in the treatment of Ebola patients should the need arise. The Prime Minister says the government has already acquired protective equipment and is in a position to source more at short notice.
The Ministry of Health is assuring the country that an adequate stock of various levels of protective gear for emergency responders, including healthcare workers, is currently in the island. Additional supplies are available for immediate delivery by international partners through arrangements in place.
Mrs. Simpson Miller adds that the government is collaborating with international partners to learn the best practices for treating Ebola. The government is also seeking to acquire equipment to screen individuals coming through all ports of entry. Quarantine facilities are being prepared.
The government is focused on getting Jamaicans working. In this mission, we cannot afford to be derailed by any forces, whether social, cultural, economic, or political. We cannot afford to be distracted from economic expansion and job creation.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller gave that assurance while addressing the management and staff of Red Stripe following the official opening of the Bear Company's combined heat and power plant at its Spanish Town Road location last week. The mission of economic transformation and nation building, she notes, is a national project that requires broad-based consensus and collaboration involving government, the business sector, workers, and all stakeholders.
We have to press steadfastly ahead with valuable partners like Red Stripe to expand production and improve productivity as a basis for economic growth with job creation.
Mrs. Simpson Miller lauded the local brewing company for its innovations and commitment to brand Jamaica, emphasizing that this is the kind of positive vision, energy, and action that is going to take the country forward. The Tri-Generation plant was incorporated into production earlier this year and will provide electrical power, steam, and chilled water to the brewery. It was implemented as part of efforts to reduce the beer company's energy costs and lower its carbon footprint and environmental impact through a 50% reduction in the level of greenhouse gas emissions by 2016. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.